This is Terrio Media.
Stuck in mediocrity? No, I mean, no matter what you try, you just can't seem to escape it. Well, it's not your fault, and I'm going to tell you why. And I'm also going to tell you how to get out of your mediocre financial rut on today's episode of Financial Freedom Friday. Go to school, get good grades, get a high-paying job, buy a house, max out your 401k. And here's the latest recommendation being piled on top of all that mediocre advice. You see, you could save 10 bucks a week, every week, for the rest of your life if you just cut out 2 lattes per week. None of that old antiquated advice is going to make you wealthy, none of it. Especially eliminating the coffee thing. I don't know why everyone's piling up on coffee. And I'm more than comfortable saying that this advice won't get most people even to a comfortable middle class status either. You know, when you consider the median income in America is $48,000 per the Census Bureau, and in their latest report, it's also pointed out that 15.2% of Americans live below the poverty line. Now, that's a snapshot of today, but over a lifetime, it doesn't get any better, as per the Department of Health and Human Services shows in their studies that 95% of today's 65-year-olds are not prepared to retire. And that includes all demographics from all levels of income. That crappy advice to work, 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 and save, save, save is part of the typical mainstream mediocre BS that you're fed daily. This advice is everywhere. You can't escape it. You know, radio personalities and TV and magazine articles, the front of page of Bloomberg and the bloggers. It's a daily bombardment of mediocre advice streamed from mediocre people that leads 95% of the population to their 65th birthday scratching their heads wondering what happened. With their last third of their life, that's all they got left to make up for all the lost time following that mediocre advice. Love or hate what I'm saying, those are the numbers. So, is the advice inadvertent or is it by design? I mean, is there a conspiracy there somewhere? I don't know, maybe, maybe not. But does it really matter if there is? You see, what we know is that a very small portion of the population wins life's financial game by following this advice. A very small portion. That's indisputable. So if you want a different outcome than what most are getting, then you're going to need a different strategy. One that goes beyond the mainstream betrayal of climbing the corporate ladder, stock market investing, qualified retirement plans, life-robbing frugality, and sacrifice. So, who am I to share such information and take such a position? Well, to begin, I figured it out before it was too late, thank God. I have financial freedom, the form of freedom that very few have. And you know what? It had nothing to do with the job, a 401k, my primary residence, or sacrificing my mocha frappuccino twice a week. Nor did it have anything to do with building the fortunes of mainstream celebrity financial advisors that advocate this stuff either. Yeah, they didn't get rich following their own advice. See, the fact is, these common financial vehicles played no part in the freedom that I enjoy today. And most wealthy people will tell you exactly the same, that a quick trip to riches will have nothing to do with your fantastic job, your amazing retirement plan, or your 3-bed, 2-bath home with the white picket fence. So, let's get real. Here's the deal. If you want to take control of your life and finances and get on the road to wealth, you've got to start a business. Yep. Part-time at first, that's fine, but you got to keep your eye on going full-time. That's the eventual goal. And starting the type of business that you can control and leverage through systems. A business you can get excited about where hard work will be a joy. I mean, take a bit of time here to discover this. This is an important decision because hard work will get you there. But hard work that you love, there'll be no stopping you. And the sky is the limit. It can, you know, because all things being equal, the person that loves what they do will always have the edge. So take time to find your business. Here's how I found my ideal business. As you can probably tell, I like statistics. And a little more than 15 years ago, when I had to start life over from scratch, I looked at the data with one question in mind. What venture out there would give me the greatest chance of getting back to my former wealthy status that the music business had created for me? When the digital download replaced the music store, I lost everything. I had to begin again. Anyway, regardless of the source that I tapped into, the answer that kept coming up was the same, real estate. And it was presented to me that it was the final frontier where the average person had a legitimate shot at creating real wealth. And so I was in, put it that way, right? Sign me up. In fact, I doubled down on it. I chose it as an investment vehicle and a business. And I fell in love with it. And that's why I've got what I've got today. And if real estate investing is the business you're considering and you'd like some help with it, meaning having my team copy and paste my business into yours, and then just go ahead and we'll customize it just for you and your market, we'll launch your first marketing campaign, and then we'll train you on what to do when your phone starts ringing in the next few days, we can do all of that for you in 48 hours. But first, let's get on the phone and brainstorm some ideas as to what will be best for you. I mean, maybe it's not us, and that would be perfectly okay. We'd be happy to share some resources and point you in a direction that might be a better fit. Or maybe it is us, and that would be great too. Let's see. Go over to reiace.com. You'll see a short little video there that explains the whole thing. And if you like what you see, fill out the form, and then we'll go ahead, we'll hop on the phone, and we'll go from there. Alrighty, I'll see you next week on another episode of Financial Freedom Friday. Take care.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.